and bless them. I want to talk to you about how the Lord longs to bless us. In the book of Genesis chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible says, "In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God, and he created them male and female, and blessed them, and called them mankind in the day they were created." I believe it's the Lord's great desire to pour out his blessings upon all of his children. I believe that we have believed the lie, saying that, oh no, God doesn't want to bless us. No, we shouldn't ask God for gifts. Well, let's listen to what the book of Psalms, chapter 8, starting in verse 4 says. "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels." The word angels there in the Hebrew is actually Elohim, which is translated as God. So you may read this as, "For you have made him a little lower than God, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands." The book of Psalms chapter 8 verse 5 says that God has made us a little lower than himself. Why do I say that? Well, because in the book of Revelation chapter 13 verse 18, the Bible says, "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. What is the number of man? 6. What is the number of God in the scriptures? 7. Why do I say that? Because Jesus himself, in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 8, says, "For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." What's the Sabbath? The Sabbath is the seventh day in which God rested from his creation. And we see that in the book of Genesis chapter 2. And in verse 2 it says, "And he," speaking of God, "rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made." So what's the number of man? 6. What's the number of God? 7. We've been created a little lower than God. No, I'm not saying that we will ever be gods. The Bible does not say that we will be gods. But what I am saying is that we've been created a little lower than God, and that God desires to pour out his blessings upon all of his children. How do we receive the Lord's blessings, and what's keeping us from receiving his blessings? Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, and in verse 1 it says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." How do we receive the blessings of the Lord? By obeying his voice. These blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, simply by obeying the word of God. Skipping to verse 15, curses. "But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you." How do we miss out on the Lord's blessings? By not obeying his words. And so I just really believe that the Lord has a great desire to pour out great blessings upon his children, and that we need to ask the Lord to bless us and to renounce the curses that have been upon us from our own stubbornness. The further away we get from the Lord, the harder it is for the Lord to bless us. I believe that. So let's just say a prayer of blessing upon ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. So repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I desire to be blessed and not cursed. I desire your blessings for myself and my family. I renounce and break off the curses that have been placed upon me because of my own stubbornness. I break them off and renounce them. I replace the curses with blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.